Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bobtz, Chief Executive Officer of Bobtz Group, will be discussing the group's 2015 half-year financial results. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on Bobtz Group first half-year results 2015, as well as on the outlook for the full year. With me today, Attilio Tisi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Giuseppe Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release, which was issued this morning, and the half-year report can also be found on the Bobtz Internet website. Bobtz Group first half-year results shows stable sales in local currencies and a positive net result of 10.4 million Swiss francs, which is an improvement of 6.5 million Swiss francs versus previous year. For full year 2015, at current exchange rates and bearing unforeseen circumstances, we expect to improve upon the full year sales guidance given last March 2015. Our telephone conference is structured in three sections. First, I will talk about the group sales and operating results for the first half year 2015. Second, I will provide additional macro analysis by business unit and by regions. And I finally provide some outlook for the full year 2015. Group sales and operating results. The group turnover for the first 6 months of 2015 amounted to 524.7 million Swiss francs, representing a reduction of 35.8 million Swiss francs, or minus 6.4%, compared with the same period in 2014. This negative evolution was mainly due to the decision of the Swiss National Bank to discontinue the minimum exchange rate of 1.2 francs per euro. The split is as follows. The negative impact of exchange rates due to conversion representing minus 23.7 million Swiss francs or minus 4.2%. The transactional impact on sales volume from our Swiss operation representing minus 13.7 million Swiss francs or minus 2.4%. A change in scope of consolidation due to the acquisitions of Nuova Gidue of plus 4.5 million Swiss francs or 0.8%. And finally, volume and price variances had a negative impact on minus 2.9 million Swiss francs or 0.5%. By business unit, compared to the 2014 half-year figures, sales reached 101.5% for Sheetfed, 73.2% for Wetfed, and remained stable for services. The group operating result shows a profit of 10.3 million Swiss francs compared to a profit of 20.1 million Swiss francs for the same period in 2014. The decrease in the operating result is due to the unfavorable exchange rate impact, although the measures launched since January 15, 2015 mitigate the impact of the rise of the Swiss franc. The very high utilization of all production plants also affected positively the operating result of the first half year. Despite the exchange rate effect, business unit Sheetfed and services improved their operating results. Business unit Wetfed could not offset the negative euro impact as sales in the first half of 2015 were significantly lower than in the previous year. It is mainly due to a lower backlog at the beginning of 2015 compared to 2014 and to the lack of special machines during the first half year. The net result amounted to 10.4 million Swiss francs compared to 3.9 million Swiss francs in 2014, thanks to the favorable impact from currency hedging and a one-time tax credit. Improved net result, as well as ongoing measures to optimize net working capital, resulted again in a significant cash flow from operating activities of 48.9 million Swiss francs compared with 49.3 million Swiss francs in the first 6 months of 2014. Net debt increased to 26.4 million Swiss francs from 17.7 million Swiss francs at the end of 2014. The weakening of the euro negatively impacted net debt, as nearly all the debt is in Swiss francs and a large part of the cash is in euro. The 100 million Swiss francs public bond, which came to maturity on June 22nd, 2015, was reimbursed. The consolidated shareholders' equity reached 24.8% of the total balance sheet, compared to 27.9% at the end of 2014. This reduction is mainly due to the impact of the further reduction of interest rates on the accounting of employee benefits, IAS 19R, as well as to the currency translation differences caused by mainly by the weakening of the euro. I will now continue with the second section, which will give you some details for each business unit regarding market situation, turnover, and operating results evolutions. The business unit Schittfeld. Market situation follows the same trend as last year, with strong business activity in the corrugated board industry, offsetting stable activity in the folding carton industry. Sales for the business unit Schittfeld for the first half year 2015 improved compared to the previous year. Demand is driven by mature markets and mostly by the large countries in Europe. Bookings are slightly below expectations in North America, while Central America did well above expectations. Overall, bookings in growing markets slightly improved compared to the last year, especially in the Africa and Middle East zone. But South America underperformed, and China had a slow first half, although better than the previous year. The first digital printing machine installed at one of our customers' sites has begun production activity. The second machine is being installed and production is starting at the end of July 2015. The Swiss National Bank decision negatively impacted overall sales. However, for the first half of 2015, sales were still above those of last year. The turnover for the business unit Schittfeld for the first half 2015 has increased by 3.6 million Swiss francs or plus 1.5% compared to H1 2014. The operating result amounts to minus 8.8 million Swiss francs. Based on the high backlog level and the usual positive volume imbalance in the second half of the year, the business unit Schittfeld is forecasting more sales for the full year than in 2014. For the business unit Webfed, the market situation in flexible packaging remains in line with the previous year. Sales for the first half year 2015 for the business unit Webfed were significantly lower than 2014 due to the negative impact of the euro conversion, to a lower backlog at the beginning of the year versus 2014, and also due to the lack of sales for special machines. A good level of bookings in the first half of the year, together with an improved situation in the industry, should ensure that the business unit Webfed will reach its targeted volumes in local currencies by year end. As 80% of the Webfed business is transacted in euros, The exchange rate impact on sales is significant. However, as the business unit main costs are in euros, we will pay them a particular attention to compensate for the negative euro effect. The overall situation in the markets did not change significantly compared to 2014. Volume in mature markets remained in line with 2014. In the BRIC countries, China, Russia, and Brazil remained at a low level of activity, and only India showed a good level. The performance of the new Flexo 26 product range contributed greatly to the strong increase of machine bookings for the Flexo product line in the first half year. The new gravure press, introduced last October in China, has already reached the number of sales the previous model achieved in a full year. Another change in business unit came from the acquisitions of 65% of the Italian manufacturer Nuova Gidue SRL. This company provides highly automated narrow and mid-web inline flexographic and offset presses for the self-adhesive labels industries, as well as short-run solutions for packaging converters. With the innovative technologies of Nuova Gidue, Bobst now offers the widest range of printing and converting solutions and confirms its strategy of growth in the label industry and in narrow web folding carton. The acquisition puts Bobst in a unique position, supplying label solutions for low to high volumes in all printing technologies and with converting. Additionally, synergies can be expected in both the market and technology development. The turnover for the business unit WebFed decreased by 39.6 million Swiss francs, or minus 26.8%, compared to H1 2014. The operating result amounts to minus 2.2 million Swiss francs. For the business unit services, the market situation for the first half year remained good. The sales for the business unit services were equal to those of the same period in 2014. However, while the exchange rate evolution of the US dollar had a positive impact on business unit services, sales in euros suffered. The market situation shows a different picture in each region and activity. In the European and North American markets, sales have increased mainly through more contract business like maintenance programs and contracts for the remote troubleshooting and monitoring. Bobst now has more than 3,000 machines under maintenance contracts and more than 1,200 machines connected through remote access. The BRIC regions stagnated in service business. The turnover of the business unit service is stable at 180.2 million Swiss francs compared to H1 2014. The operating result amounts to 20.8 million Swiss francs. The increased result is due to improvement in supply chain management and to the effect of the business unit service transformation program. Should no major change in the world economy or exchange rates occur, we should see normal business development in the second half of 2015. The business unit services will continue to follow its vision of becoming the service benchmark in the packaging industry. For the remainder of 2015, our focus will be to continue to improve customer satisfaction, provide continuous training to existing service technicians and hire additional ones to fulfill our product launch strategy, and to further optimize spare parts management. Let's now have a look at the group turnover by geography. Looking at the distribution of sales by geographical zones, we see that Europe has increased by 30.2 million Swiss francs versus first half 2014 and the Americas posted a decrease of minus 10.1 million Swiss francs. Asia and Oceania decreased by minus 53 million Swiss francs. Africa decreased by 2.9 million Swiss francs. This represents the consolidated situation for the group. The trend for each business unit is, of course, different. Europe growth is driven by mature markets, mainly Germany, France, Spain, Central Europe, with Italy pulling strongly. Americas are lower due to the underperformance of South America, although Latin America North performed above expectations. Asia and Oceania are down, essentially due to the business unit WebFed and services, which suffer from the slowdown in the Chinese economy. The outlook for the second half of 2015. Market conditions remain volatile and unpredictable. The BOTS Group strategy should continue to develop and adjust its product offering for such global market environment. We should continue to see good demand in Europe and in North America. Asia, especially China, should improve after a very slow beginning of the year. South America will remain low due to a difficult economic environment. Africa, Middle East will continue its slower growth because of political instability. At current exchange rates and bearing unforeseen circumstances, such as new severe political crisis, the group is confident to achieve full-year sales of 1.25 to 1.3 billion Swiss francs in 2015. Our previous guidance was 1.15 to 1.23 billion Swiss francs. For the full year 2015, the group expects to achieve an operating result margin higher than 5% and a net result margin higher than 3%. The decision of the Swiss National Bank to discontinue the Euro-Swiss franc 1.2 minimum floor means that it will take more time for us to achieve the mid- to long-term financial targets of at least 8% operating results and a minimum of 15% return on capital employed. To conclude, we would like to highlight the following key points. The political instability in some regions and the new trends toward protectionism are creating an unstable environment for the economy. The resulting uncertainty prevents companies from investing. This makes forecasting beyond a few months like reading in a crystal ball. The weak euro continues to put pressures on our business, and no improvement on the currency side seems likely to come in the near future. The group continues to implement its strategy based on the four pillars. The main priorities are to innovate. The group will launch 13 new products between January 15 and the end of 2016, increase and reinforce its presence in growing markets, increase the performance of its services with a strong focus on customer satisfaction, improve its operation excellence. The ambition of the group is to become even more the leading supplier of equipment and services to the packaging industry, along with the objective to create value for its stakeholders. Thank you for your attention. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone touchpad. We will take the questions in the order received and will take as many as time permits. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. Our first question comes from Armin. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Well, I have several questions. Order intake, 11% growth. Is that in local currency or in Swiss francs and slightly influenced by Nuovo Gidone or on an organic base? Then you said you have a very high capacity utilization also in VetFed, when I understood correct, but VetFed, you also mentioned that sales was not very strong. So also in regards again of the order intake, how does it include VetFed? I mean, how is the situation for VetFed regarding order intake? Taxes for the full year 2015, what do you expect for the full year? So that's enough for the moment, maybe.
Thank you very much, Amin, and thank you for your questions. I will take the first two. I will give the word to Attilio, and he will comment if need be on some of these my remarks. For the over intake, 11%, it's in Swiss francs. And we include all activities from the group. But as you know, Nova Gidue, we just count for 1 month. So this is not Nova Gidue who has an impact on this 11%. From a capacity usage standpoint, you know that between Sheetfed and Webfed, we have quite a different way of producing, and the number of machines in sheet-fed are much higher in the capacity as well compared to web-fed, which in fact makes web-fed break-even lower than sheet-fed. But, and that means that when we say very good utilization, is that sheet-fed has a very large utilization rate starting January. Web-fed, we started the year with a slow backlog, but we were able to have an okay occupation in the first months, and now we see an increase in bookings for the first half year. So we started the year with a lower backlog for WebFed, but we see the year improving on the good level as expected from an expectation for the year end. So WebFed will not erode or damage our results due to a lower start, or a slower start, I would say. Does it answer your questions from the first two?
Yes, and if I may, just regarding capacity utilization for sheet fed, though, will you face problems in the second half year now?
So problems because of
overload, yes.
No, because with the tack time and the lean production, the advantage and disadvantage is that you have a limitation of what you can do per year, because the tax you didn't use beginning of the year, you will not be able to recover those tax in the end of the year. So we know exactly our capacity, and as it's not as flexible as we might want to do when you have a good booking or backlog, then we know exactly what will be delivered from each plant. Our main focus is quality, and our main focus is to recover and reduce or optimize our performance, therefore optimize our profitability. So from a capacity standpoint, we are quite good, which means that we might increase a little bit the backlog for 16, which is also good news.
Mm-hmm.
Attilio, on the tax aspect.
Yes, Armin, for the question on the tax, for the full year, we expect to end the year in the low 20s.
Mm-hmm. Low 20, you mean 20 million or 20%?
In percent. To 26.5, if I'm not mistaken, for full year 2014.
20, I didn't get it again.
Last year we had 26.5, and for this year we expect to be in the low 20 range in percent.
Mm, okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much.
And the next question comes from the line of Raimo Rosenau from New Hebridesh Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I noticed that you increased your sales guidance for the full year. However, you kept your margin guidance unchanged at 5% minimum EBIT and 3% return on sales. Does that mean that you rather prefer to be a bit cautious and that there is a bit more leeway if something goes wrong with those guidance? And the second question is, are these forecasts or is this guidance still based on a euro average exchange rate assumed of 1.05 and the US dollar Swiss franc exchange rate of 0.92 as it was before? That is the first question. Then the second one, on the hedging, we have seen the 4 million Swiss francs positive impact on in the financial result, mainly due to the hedging activities. Now, as if I remember correctly, you hedged the euro at around 1 franc, right? And that for the full expected amount of sales for the year, but I'm not totally sure. And in the dollar, however, you just hedged the order backlog at the time you did it, and that was done at 0.96, if I'm not mistaken. Has anything changed in that sense? And having said that, if exchange rate would remain unchanged, what would that mean for the hedging result in the second half of 2015? And the third question, the 11% growth in orders and 16% in the backlog, I mean, without getting too specific, could you give us a bit more color on the development in the individual divisions, I mean, specifically sheet-fed and web-fed? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Remo, for your questions. I will start with the increased sales and the reasons. Yes, we increase the guidance because we have a good bookings and backlog, and we are confident with the current exchange rates we can reach it. If we didn't change the guidance for the EBIT and the net result, is because, first of all, we have a product mix, and the product mix can influence drastically the level of profitability. Second, we have also taken measures to counter the FX impact with a weak euro, but we don't know exactly how much of these measures can still be accounted on 2015 versus 2016 results. And as you know, we are developing quite a lot of innovations. We are launching now those prices on the field, and also there we still have a large amount of investment to continue, not only for corrugated, but on the web applications for digital. And this is a focus for the group, and that will require some investment. So that's those are the main reasons why today we are not changing the guidance. For the hedging side, I will give the word to Attilio on the level and the hedging policy and what we have in place. Attilio?
Yeah, good afternoon, Remo. For the exchange rates, what we expect for the full year as an average, we maintain the 1.05 for the euro, and we see a dollar at 94 cents for the full year. So from the hedging perspective, as you rightly said, we had already hedged at the end of the year more or less a half a year turnover for the euro at close to 120. We decided beginning of the year to put a floor to the potential downside of the euro, and we hedged the remaining expected book and ship for the year. So it means what we still have to book, produce, and ship at close to one. So this means if you remain at 1.05 in the second half of the year, we will recognize revenue at 1.05, so we'll have less of an impact at the sales and EBIT line, but the financial result, the hedging result, will deteriorate because the 5 cents difference between the hedging and what we will recognize when we make the invoice will be negative on the financial result. This is for the euro, and for the US dollar it's slightly different. There we hedge deal by deal, so it's more of an average, it's floating, so we take the benefits right now when the dollar is higher. We have also seen close to 92 again during the first month of the year.
Okay, I see.
Any question?
Yeah, so that means that, just to recap, we will have a negative impact on the financial result on the euro hedging. However, you will take quite the full benefit in the second half if the dollar stays at the current pretty high level. Is
yes.
that okay?
Yes.
An add-on question probably on... Oh, no, you still have to answer the second half.
Yeah. So that's on the 11% bookings increase and backlog 16%. Which colors and what do we see there? First of all, we have very good... increase in bookings and activity in the corrugated field. Corrugated industry in Western Europe and North America, with all novelties we launched the last 2 years, recognize finally that these equipments are quite performing, and some machines even can replace two, or even in one customer in the US, one machine has replaced three machines. So, after, it's always the same. When we launch a product, you should always count 8 to 14 months before a product is stabilized, debugged, and will start to have hopefully a good reputation on its own. So now what we can see in these mature markets is that all range from Bob's Lyon, Bob's May, or Bob's Canchon products are very pulling, and we enjoy good bookings for the corrugated industry. Corrugated in Asia, it's mainly Eterna, our golden acquisition, and there we see lower activity as we are delivering product only for the converting side and not for the printing side. But that was for the first half year, but we see also a slight increase of activity for the second half of this year. So overall, corrugated is a strong pull for the group. Folding carton is a good level, but stable. As I told you already last analyst conference, we are not reaching the record year 2007 for folding carton, but we are at a good stable level for affording carton applications, and these across the world, which is very positive, as we are launching more entry-level products, we can enjoy good sales in Middle East, in Africa, in India, as well as in Asia. So our strategy demonstrates the accuracy of these targets. But the product mix is much more for entry-level products than for high-level products as of now, what we can see. Finally, for WebFed has three major applications. One is vacuum, and vacuum had the lower start of the year after two very good years. And, of course, the market has to digest a bit the capacity installed, and now we see more discussions and quotations going out. So we are also somewhat positive on that field. The gravure technology, as you remember, tobacco has a big dip, and we continue to be very slow. We thought it will be only 12, 14 months, but we see that continues to be very slow. We are not losing market share, but it's still a wait-and-see type of situation. And it's not a question of innovations or novelties. It's more a cycle where in a lot of countries they put so many constraints on tobacco that indeed this activity remains still low. On the special machines for gravure, this is where we used to make and recover and compensate what was not be able to do on tobacco, but also there last year was very low. We are encountering and getting new business for special machines, but no turnover for the first half year, and that should be for the second of this year or first half of next year. And finally, the Flexo. The Flexo, we launched new products already 12 to 18 months ago, and there we are enjoying an increase of market share for this activity, for these applications, but those are lower segment machines, and of course there we will continue to penetrate the market, especially in North America and in Africa, Middle East. So in a nutshell, we do see the packaging industry as a whole as a good investment to be in, as our customers are making good business and they are willing to invest to renew on the novelties. I hope I was clear enough and try to summarize the situation.
No, great. That gave quite some insight. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Just a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one. We have a question coming from the line of Alexandra Bozet from UBS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I just have a question regarding your net debt development. When I look at the cash flow statement, you know, your operating cash flow should have been sufficient to cover CapEx and the dividend payment, so I get a positive free cash flow. Nonetheless, net debt has been higher versus year-end. Was that all down to the acquisition of Nuova Gidwe, or is there something else in there which I didn't see? Thank you.
Thank you, Alexandra, for this remark, and I will pass the word to Achille.
Yes. The main reason for this evolution is that nearly all the debt we have, all our bonds, are in Swiss franc, and we have a very sustainable part or a very considerable part of our cash in euros. So if you look at some information we have also in the equity statements in the notes, you see that the impact is quite considerable. Without the weakening of the euro, which it is more a weakening of the euro as a strengthening of the Swiss franc, we would have been net cash by the mid of the year. So it's not a question of really the underlying business, but it's really a question of converting the cash which is in euros in Swiss francs, and all the debt remained in Swiss francs.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And the next question comes from the line of Armin Reichberger from ZKG. Please go ahead.
Hello again. You mentioned measures after the decision of the SNB. Can you put a little bit or shed a little bit light on the measures? What did you do? Then digital printing. You mentioned already that you installed a second machine, but how happy are your clients with the digital printing? How is it with the runs they get via these machines? And then Drupal will be next spring. So do you expect a Drupal effect in the second half year?
Thank you, Armin, for these further questions. Measures on the FX rate, as we explained in March, we are still looking for measures to improve our profitability, and we said that will take 2 years to get back where we should be. And that means we have reprioritized some projects. We are looking for the make or buy and what shall we do for the Swiss operations. But also, as we have to consolidate the euro and Swiss francs, we ask our European operations to look and increase their profitability to make sure that we can get more Swiss francs when we're in the consolidation. We had the hiring freeze worldwide. We ask the management to reduce their bonuses worldwide as well. We have taken measures in on the Swiss operations, and you heard in during the springtime for, I would say, French benefits for the Swiss operations, which were reduced or eliminated. and replaced by a bonus based on the results of the local entity, and so on and so on. So we have a lot of different measures we are working on, and as you know, it's not feasible to say exactly what will be the P&L impact by which quarter, but which should bring the group back to our expectation level of profitability by the end of 2016. And that's mainly why I said those measures will take some time, but everybody has to work to bring the group back and to demonstrate that we can still operate in Switzerland in an effective way. On the digital front, yes, we just installed two machines, and I just came back yesterday from a visit to our second customers. The product is rolling out according to plan. But of course, when this is the first, after 2 months of production for the first equipment ever, then we know we have a long journey, and we will need the next 12 months to make sure that these machines are stable and we produce as expected. So today we have a total 5 machines. 2 are installed. 2 should be installed over the next 8 to 10 months. And that will occur depending on what we see on the market, applications, board, as we are learning really the market demands and expectations, as we are developing with our partners and very close customers these results and applications, that will occur more or less costs. And because, of course, as a partner, we are selling those machines, but on the other side, customers are taking risk as well, and we are together to demonstrate the capabilities of this press. Technology-wise, we reconfirm and we are really happy with what we see, but the process itself is very new, and we will need these 12 months to go up to speed. On the other front, we are continuing to develop as well for the film or for the folding carton application, also digital solutions, and there it's another investment. It's another, I would say, route and focus for opportunities, and there we should have for next year also a solution to be presented to the market, which will provide quite some interest. So on the innovation front, yes, we are confident, but it takes time, and I will say, as you know, the industry, we can be positive, but it always takes 12 months more than expected, and this is already a good result, and which means sometimes more cash to invest. But we are talking about complete supply chain for packaging. We are talking about prepress. We are talking about total quality systems. We are talking about innovations for quality control systems, which does not exist today on the market, and therefore we are confident to have the right pieces of the puzzle to be able to deliver a complete solution to the market. Drupa, it's not only Drupa, it's also Keisho Kunststoffmesse in Düsseldorf next year. So next year will be a very heavy year for Bobst, as we have 2 major events. One Drupa, as you said, end of May, early June, Keisho in September. Very difficult to say when will come the slowdown, and one of our strategy is in fact to be able, and that's why we didn't increase our pricing in January, the strategy of one of the measures for the FX countermeasures we have to take, because we wanted to keep a high level of momentum and to increase the backlog. Today this tactic and strategy remains correct and positive, and we want to create the maximum backlog for next year, because indeed Drupa slowdown will come. No idea when it will come. Is it December this year, March next year? I have no clue. But we are launching also one counter effect for us. We will launch 13 new machines from now on until end of 2016, and that should help as well the market not to stop and wait until Drupa or Keisho, but to continue to see that it's an ongoing innovation mode. Now, to give you more precision, no idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the next question comes from the line of Raymer Rosenow from New Bank. Please go ahead.
Thank you. It's Neue Helvetische Bank. So just add a few financial add-ons. The tax rate of the low 20s you mentioned, that includes, of course, the 2.4 million tax benefit of the first half, I assume. And is that, I mean, could you just tell us what was that tax benefit? And I assume it was a one-off. Then the second one, on the question of net debt, I mean, last year we have seen a very, very strong cash generation and cash conversion in the second half, and logically, and usually your second half is much more cash generative than the first half anyway. So is it correct to assume that if you do not do any acquisitions in the second half, we should expect your cash position to be net positive by the end of the year? And the last one, you repaid the 5% bond in June. So the financial result in the interest result in the first half was minus 7.7 million. If we deduct the 4.5 to 5 million interest payments, we should expect something like 2.5 to 3 million net financial costs in the second half. Is that more or less correct? Thank you.
So to thank you, Remo. To come back on your questions, we mentioned it. There is a one-timer in the first half of the year. This is due to a merger we did in France, and it's purely mechanical, or the way the transaction was dealt in led to a tax credit, as we had already paid taxes. We knew that normally we should get credited this, but in order to avoid topics or issues with the tax authorities, we advanced, if I may say so, the tax and collected it now back. So this is due to a merger of two companies. It's clearly one-off, and it's the 5.6 million you see. The additional 2.5 million you have in the note 7 in the half-year report is due to the reduction of tax rates in Switzerland. We have deferred tax liabilities and net deferred tax liabilities in our books, and when the tax rate reduces, it gets also a benefit. This is, in a sense, not recurrent, but as we know that in the next couple of years, tax rates will continue to reduce in Switzerland, and assuming that we might have some, for a certain time still, deferred tax liabilities, we could even see in the next couple of years a smaller, even though, but still a positive effect on our P&L. For the net debt, you are right. If we purely look at the operational situation, there we can be confident to continue to generate net cash. We might have some events even linked to past acquisitions. You know that we have a put, boxed as a call option to go to 100% for Gordon. The former owner has a put option. If one of the two parties decide to exercise the call or the put, then we would have to use part of the cash we have today. But this is an open point. But we know that the put can be exercised in a couple of months. And for your third point, you're right, yes. We had still the interest on the 190 million 5% bond, which is not anymore the case for the second half.
Okay, thank you.
There appears to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bobs for his closing remarks. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank you for your questions and interest for our group. Within a volatile and unpredictable business environment, Bob's Group is pursuing the group strategy to deliver the expected sustainable profitability. More information will be given to you during our next meeting for our traditional update on the full year activity, which will take place on December 3rd in Zurich. Thank you very much, and have a nice vacation, and best regards from the Lake of Geneva.
Thank you, Mr. Bobbs. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Bobbs Group, thank you for your participation.